The report is released weekly April through November. Topsoil moisture condition rated 7% very short, 26% short, 63% adequate, and 4% surplus. Soybean condition rated 79% good to excellent. Additionally, the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship provides a weather summary each week during this. Des Moines, Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nag commented on the Iowa Crop Progress and Condition Report released by the USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service. The report is released weekly April through November. Additionally, the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship provides a weather summary each week during this time. Rainfall was sparse last week, and temperatures were 5 to 10 degrees above average across the state, with the warmest conditions in eastern Iowa. In the warm, dry weather, corn continues to tassel while soybeans are blooming and setting pods. While the stretch of sunshine allowed farmers to make good progress baling hay and with other field work, many areas of the state would benefit from rainfall as crops continue through critical stages of development, said Secretary Nag. There are a few chances of thunderstorms early this week followed by a shift to more seasonal temperatures. Outlooks through the end of July show warmer temperatures hanging on with some rain chances. There were 6.7 days suitable for fieldwork during the week ending July 19, 2026. This is 2.4 days more than last year, when there were 4.3 days suitable for fieldwork. Topsoil moisture condition rated 7% very short, 26% short, 63% adequate, and 4% surplus. Subsoil moisture condition rated 5% very short, 27% short, 65% adequate, and 3% surplus. Corn silking in Iowa reached 72%, which is 14 percentage points ahead of last year. 8% of Iowa's corn crop reached the dough stage, which is 8 percentage points behind last year. Corn condition rated 80% good to excellent. Soybeans blooming reached 70%, which is 3 percentage points ahead of last year. Soybean setting pods reached 34%, which is 3 percentage points ahead of last year. Soybean condition rated 79% good to excellent. Oats headed reached 99%, which is unchanged from last year. 39% of oats have been harvested, which is 6 percentage points ahead of last year. Oats condition 83% good to excellent. Pasture condition rated 67% good to excellent. The weekly report is also available on the USDA's website at https://www.nas.usda.gov/. Des Moines, Iowa. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nag commented on the Iowa Crop Progress and Condition Report released by the USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service on May 6. The report is released weekly April through November. Additionally, the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship provides a weather summary each week during this.